What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this tremendous Monday morning as LeBron James is a 76ers. Of course, news breaking right after our show on Friday. That part of it was a bummer. But overall, how spectacular it is to know the Sixers are really in the hunt for an NBA title. One of the biggest stars ever has joined the Philadelphia sports scene. Look, we'll talk about it extensively today. We've had to wait almost, well, over 72 hours, I guess you can say. Look, we also saw the Phils lose 2 of 3 over the weekend. Not so good. Eagles start training camp tomorrow. So a lot to do, and all of it with you on the phone lines. Line up and react. LeBron, a 76er, 215-592-9494. Rich. Good morning.
Wow. Hello.
Hello there, Joe. Johnny. Hello. Wow's a good way to put it.
Holy hell, though.
Exactly.
Lots has changed.
Yeah.
Africa is also massive. I don't know if you realized that Africa is so huge, it's bigger than the U.S., China, India, and most of Europe combined.
Does not surprise me. Yeah.
It's maps. Maps misrepresent how huge Africa really is.
That's right.
Think the West Wing plot, right?
That's right.
I remember.
Right,
that's
Think
right.
about that, though. China, India, most of Europe, and the U.S.
Yeah.
Africa's bigger than
all of
that.
No, I know. I get it. Listen, LeBron might be bigger than all of it. Guys, let's get to it here. I mean, really want to hear from you. I've been dying to talk about this. My God. LeBron signing with the Sixers is awesome. I mean, it's just freaking awesome. You know, the most important thing, because there's a lot of components to it, but the most important thing is that the 76ers have a legitimate chance to win the title. I am fairly convinced there are four truly top teams, and the Sixers are one of them. Sixers, Knicks, OKC, and obviously San Antonio. All great squads. I actually think the Sixers are the best of the four, but, you know, time will tell. But they are right there as far as legitimate shot to win the title, and that's the biggest thing. But there are other aspects to this. You know, this is going to be the biggest star in the history of Philly sports. Biggest star in the history of Philly sports. And really by a wide, wide mile. Wilt, probably the biggest ever. Iverson was huge. NBA has reached international that other sports often don't have. Wilt, Iverson, Doc, probably the three biggest stars, I would think, in the history of Philly sports. Bryce is up there. Jalen's up there. Schmitty was up there. Kelsey, by the end, was up there. Because of the Taylor Swift thing. I'm talking stars. LeBron is on such a different level. He's just on such a different level. And it's also really cool that we got picked. See, I think one of the things that made this feel so unusual, we got picked. Doesn't happen too often. Very cool. Also very different. There's no comparison in our lifetime for what this experience would be like for the next 1 or 2 years. However long it lasts, there's no comp in the history of our lives with what is about to happen, and frankly, what happened a couple days ago, and the Sixers become box office. I mean, big box office. So I'm super psyched. I know there were some people out there that didn't want it. We ran poll after poll after poll. About a third of the people landed on, I don't want them. And listen, hear from you.
I was worried that LeBron would come in and take over the front office and it would become the Philadelphia LeBrons. Yeah. That crossed my mind.
Well, it could still happen.
It has happened elsewhere as I've perceived it.
Well, it has happened.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I worried about that. But now that this has actually... Look, I didn't think he was coming here because he told us he wasn't coming here if Joel was here. He basically said
he had
reservations about playing with Joel.
He didn't say that.
Because he didn't think he
could survive the postseason. It was reported. He didn't say it. Like, we didn't hear it out of his mouth. It was reported. Yeah,
Paul referenced health and habits. But yeah, LeBron didn't go on the record or anything. But go ahead.
And Joe, well, it certainly fit into the way I viewed our team, our Sixers, that we were forever sort of, we had Joel sort of around our ankle pulling us down beneath the postseason water year after year. And basically my impression was LeBron was saying, hey, I like the idea. I like the idea of winning a championship in Philadelphia. I don't know if it's possible in the postseason based on Joel's performance in the postseason. Can we get a better Joel out of Joel? And I didn't think LeBron would come here with Joel here. Obviously, that's not the case. And now that we're here, it feels like this may be the only way to get the best out of Joel. It feels like LeBron James, who in my mind is the, you know, the second greatest player to ever play in the NBA, his level of pull, his weight is required to motivate Joel Embiid properly the way I hope he can be motivated.
Yeah, I see.
A guy who's going to play and endure and out-tough people in the postseason. Both ends of the court in a half-court offense, half-court defense, something we've never seen here.
Yeah, I see it a little different in that I see it as Joel insurance. You know, the last two or three weeks I talked a lot about the fact that there's actually a pathway to win the title with LeBron and Jaylen Brown, even if Joel gets injured. And I believe that. But obviously, to be at their best, you'd want to have Joel out there. And, you know, obviously he may or may not be, and time will tell whether he's able to do it. But there is the possibility in the postseason. Like, if you have to play 24 games to win it all, Joel doesn't play all 24, doesn't play them all great. You know, but maybe in playing two-thirds of the playoffs, if that's what happens, LeBron and Jaylen Brown and Maxey and Edgecombe can get you through series when Joel can't answer the bell, but maybe a week later is better. So you kind of...
Maybe LeBron and Jaylen Brown, players like that are what are required to properly motivate Joel to go after this the right way.
Maybe.
We know it's been a gradual process of the way he has sort of adapted his own preparation to get, I don't know, more professional.
Yeah, well, look, we'll take your reaction on the whole thing, 215-592-9494. I'm just so super psyched. It's so different. It's, I think, really, 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 really freaking cool. And again, biggest star in the history of Philly sports, and by a million miles. By a million miles. Biggest star in the history of Philly sports. Look, 215-592-9494. John, did you land either before, because you were gone, did you land before the news broke or after the news broke to embrace it now? Because I know you didn't want it. It sounds like you're more open-minded than you had been and kind of excited.
Yeah.
Are you glad it happened?
Well, of course. I mean, think about his deal in Los Angeles with the Lakers was 2 years, $100-something million.
Right.
Dollars.
Right.
We've got him for 2 years, $7.9 million. Right. Dollars. I mean, you can't beat the price.
Can't. I mean, flat out can't. Can't.
It's one of the best prices in NBA history.
LeBron James, Andre Drummond. Who would you rather have for a couple million?
It's fantastic in that regard. But what about the fact that, like, we've always had issues seemingly getting the complimentary pieces that we need. Now, we hear news already that, you know, like, you got Kentavious Caldwell-Pope already lining up. You know, hey, let's get this Grizzlies thing out of the way. I want to go to play with LeBron.
Yep.
I want to go win another championship with LeBron, and he's not the only guy who's going to be lining up like that. This now, Philadelphia becomes the place that players are going to want to somehow get to go win another one, and that feels awesome.
No, I cannot complain
about that.
Yeah,
I was worried. Yes, this feels like the best path to a championship for this Sixers team. There's no doubt about it.
And on the LeBron Sixers thing, meaning, like, as John has talked about, you know, it could become the LeBron Sixers. It could. My thing is, I'm just willing to take that chance. I mean, you know, LeBron a decade ago, and look, he's obviously not as good as he was a decade ago, but a decade ago, he was clearly the best player in the league at that time. And there was a stretch, and it was like a big stretch in my life, and it was a big stretch of your life, when LeBron James lived in the finals. I mean, the man lived in the finals in a way that no athlete in my lifetime has. Jordan got there six times, which, and of course, you know, probably could have gotten there a little more if he hadn't retired the first time, maybe if he hadn't retired the second time. But and listen, no one's ever going to change my mind on Jordan over LeBron. But the reality is, LeBron James, I agree with John. Look, I can't say LeBron versus Wilt versus Russell. I didn't see them. I can tell you this. LeBron is clearly the second best player I've seen. I mean, it's just, there's no doubt. The Magics and the Larry Birds and the Kobe's and the Shaqs and all that, like, all unbelievable. But to me, LeBron is so clearly the second best player ever. The man lived in the NBA Finals a decade ago for 9 out of 10 years. He's obviously one of the preeminent players in the history of sports. He's going to be the biggest star of all time. And here's the beauty of it. He doesn't have to be a top five player for this team to win a title. To my eye, he's about a top 20 player. I think he and Jaylen Brown are comparable. I think they're the two best Sixers. I would actually rank them Jaylen Brown 1, LeBron 2, Maxey 3, Joel 4, Edgecombe 5. Look, we'll have some polls. We'll figure out how do you size it up. Who should they introduce last? They got some interesting things to figure out. Is it Joel last as the process? Or is it like LeBron? Or is it Maxey? Or is it Jaylen Brown, who I actually think is now the best player on the team? We'll take your reaction at 215-592-9494. Just know this. I'm super freaking psyched. Sixers have a shot at the title, and it's going to be an experience unlike anything we have ever experienced our lives as Philadelphia sports fans.
I agree with that, and I think the biggest positive about all of this is this changes the Sixers' relationship. The Sixers, this team's relationship with Joel Embiid and with the city of Philadelphia.
Well, with Philly for sure. It's a game changer. James, what's your reaction?
I am so freaking excited, guys. Seriously, you said it, Joe. The biggest star in our lifetime. You're the biggest star in Philly sports history, arguably.
No. Not arguable.
You're right. Not arguable. Full stop. You're right. And to choose us, to act that he actually came here. Like, you know, when this first started, before the Sixers were even a rumor, before the Jaylen Brown trade, I said 0% chance. Never been happier to be more wrong in my entire life. So many angles to it, too. The fact that without the Celtics, LeBron's not a Sixer. Thanks, Boston, for trading us Jaylen Brown. Without the Knicks winning a title, LeBron is not a Sixer. Thanks for that, Knicks. The Lakers, who couldn't get him to take $4 million a year the entire time he's out there, even though every year he's like, I'm going to take last. Never. Then he comes here and does. It's like the whole picture of the whole thing is just so thrilling and so unlike what we have experienced in our lifetime as sports fans. I'm so happy, man. I think this is such a cool thing for the team, for the fan base, for the city. I don't ever remember a team, and Mike Ganzi, Bob Myers, shout out, changing my opinion of the franchise, my feeling of the franchise, so dramatically in a month in my life.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk when Morey was out and would Myers take the job permanently, and ultimately he did not, in that he's not going to be running them day to day to day to day to minute to minute. But I was making the case he can make an enormous impact even if he's not running the Sixers minute to minute, and this proves it. Look, Bob Myers to me is a freaking hero. You know, we'll find out how good Ganzi is. I hear a lot of good things from people I know that know him. I've told you that. Obviously, the early going has been miraculous. How much of that credit is Ganzi? How much of that credit is Myers? I don't know.
Myers going on that podcast when they couldn't speak directly to LeBron. They were able to send him notes. He just went, and I know some people thought it was, I don't know, I saw someone say embarrassing. Whatever. He literally made his pitch in public. Right to him.
Rhea, we had an
not
adult.
Not embarrassing anymore, is it?
We had an adult at the table. We had an adult at the table.
The happiest, I'm never a Morey fan.
Yeah.
Getting swept by the Knicks might have been the best thing that ever happened to the Sixers team.
A series loss in franchise history.
And of course, the Jaylen Brown trade, which was a miracle. It was miracle number one.
It was the linchpin, clearly.
It changed everything. It changed everything. Look, 215-592-9494, there are thousands of layers to it. Maybe not millions, but there are thousands of layers to it. We want to hear from you. Where were you when the news broke? Your reaction? For the third of you that were not into this, do you stand by that? Are you digging it now? For the two-thirds of you that have wanted this, talk to us. Just know this. Two things. One, I'm super freaking psyched. Two, Sixers, legitimate shot to win the title, and in my opinion, should be the favorite to win it all. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie back from vacation, James back from vacation, Rhea and I have held it down for the last 15 weeks without everybody. Good morning to you. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.